down on something, would you put into it? Amen. When you come to church, you know, young people, everybody, get up and give God some praise. You know, when I grew up, elementary said, we always take all this time off. That's all right. We got to give them a chance. And when you get older, you need more time to be ready. But when I was a kid, I grew up in a Baptist church. You know, there was time we went to church every single night. Every single night. In school, in the school year, we were still in church. But when we went to church, we had a good time. Amen. We didn't go to, I was young. I think I might have been 8, 9, 10 years old. And I didn't know what I was doing, playing the drum, beating tambourines, but it was a good time.
All right.
And that good time left an impression on my soul when I got older. So you didn't grow up in church, but now get an impression on your soul.
Yeah.
Amen. When you come to church, let God know I'm so glad I've been redeemed. If you don't have a dance, learn to dance. See, the thing is, in church, you don't have to dance like anybody else dances. Just move. Amen. When you start moving, you really get a real touch with God. And you feel God move on you. Amen. You'll be able to see that a great change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. God brought me out of into His. Whoa, at least we loosen it up. We want the man of God to be able to preach. All right, man. Don't come up here and slow it down. Amen. To this time, let us receive the Lord. Thank you for a hearty amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Y'all put so much pressure on me. I live in the pressure, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Character is made in the pressure, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have a song on my heart. Amen. The writer says, I have decided to follow Jesus. The cross before me, where's the world at? Everybody go like this. Come on, where's the world at?
Behind me.
Behind me. No turning what?
Back.
No turning?
Back.
I have decided. I took my watch off so I can keep an eye on the time. Because we have to be somewhere at 4 o'clock. And my grandson said, you got to be careful or they'll stone you. I started laughing. He told me that's the Lord. There's some truth there. Songwriter says, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning
back.
No turning
back.
Come on, no turning
back.
No turning
back.
The what before me? The cross. The cross before me. The what? Where's it at? I have decided to follow Jesus. Giving all honor and praise to God this afternoon. We give honor to our pastor, minister, sister, Paulette, elders, ministers, giving honor to my wife, giving honor to all saints. I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We thank God for Minister Conway. I'm not gonna call him Doobie. I did call him Doobie. We thank God for him being in our midst. He's one of us. He's just an extension of Agape, amen? He's just an extension of Agape, amen? He's just an extension. Just Agape in North Carolina, that's all. This is his home. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Well, it's the third Sunday of the new year, amen? born in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And they claim that there's going to be a lot of catastrophes this year. But catastrophes are going to come anyway. Amen?
Amen.
But we're living in the what? Last and what?
Evil
days. Things are going to get worse before they get better. Amen. Amen. I gave Sister Keela the paper, the scriptures I wanted her to put on the board. But I want to invite your attention, first of all, to 1 John 2nd chapter. Hold Romans the 12th chapter and turn to 1 John 2nd chapter. 1 John 2nd chapter, starting with verse number 15. Can we all stand out of reverence for reading the Word of God? Amen. Salvation is everything. I said salvation is everything. Thank God for the saints that had a mind to bear this cold weather. And I was quoting the scripture in the car when I was warming it up. How we ought to give thanks in everything. In all things give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. I was warming that cold car up. Amen. And I said, in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. And the thought came to my mind, it could always be colder.
Right.
It's always colder somewhere else.
Right.
Think about it. It's always colder somewhere else. So that's just a little tease out there. But it's a serious tease. St. John, 1 John 2nd chapter, verse number 15. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
This is the Apostle John. We're going to read verses 15 through 17. Let us read. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Let us pray. Precious Father, this afternoon, Lord God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for this ministry. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word again. Help us this afternoon to hide it in our heart that we sin not against you. Now, Lord God, after hearing the word, help someone to draw closer to you. Help someone to say, what must I do to be saved? Help us to be stronger, Lord, and to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord God, we won't fail to give thy holy name the honor, the praise, and the glory. Let us say in Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank God for the word on Friday.
Amen. Amen.
Word on Friday stepped on my toes.
Amen.
I told Elder Kemp, word on Friday found me out. Amen. I told Elder Kemp, God is awesome.
Yes,
God is awesome.
Amen.
The word will find you out. And you must be mindful, God wants us to be saved.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to make it. There's no time to play around. It's time to draw closer to God. Amen. With that in mind, I want to draw a little thought as you turn to, well, we'll hold this for right now. I want to draw a thought or a subject from this message, from this passage of scripture. We are in the world, but not of the world. Say it with me. We are in the world, but not of the world. After reading this verse of scripture, love not the world, John is saying, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Abideth forever. We are in the world, but not of the world. When you stop and think about the world, John is not talking about the physical world. He's not talking about the trees, the mountains, the streams, the lakes, the rivers, the rocks, the grass. He's not talking about that. That's the world in the physical form. Amen? But what John the Apostle is talking about here, he's talking about a spiritual concept, a spiritual idea. He's talking about a spiritual influence. And that spiritual influence is Antichrist. Amen? That spiritual system is Antichrist. And anything anti means against. Amen? So there is a spirit out there. And that spirit is against everything you and I stand for now. And what do we stand for? We stand for Jesus. We stand for godliness. We stand for holiness. We stand for righteousness. But we always didn't stand for that. When there was a time we were walking in spiritual darkness. There was a time we were influenced by the spirit that influences the world. And that spirit and that influence is anti-Christ, anti-God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And with that in mind, hold that and turn to Ephesians, the second chapter. I just want to show this to you right quick. Let the word speak for itself. Don't take my word for it. We'll look at the word of God. Ephesians 2nd chapter, verse number 1. Ephesians 2nd chapter, verse number 1. Those that have their Bibles. Keela will get it in a little while. There it is. It's on the screen. Ephesians 2nd chapter, verse number 1. And you have he quickened who were what?
Dead
in trespasses and sins, wherein times past ye walk according to the course of this what?
World.
According to the prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air is none other than Satan. Amen?
Amen.
The devil, that old dragon, that old serpent. The spirit, now look at that. The spirit that now worketh in the children of what?
Disobedience.
All those souls that are out there that are unsaved, that are walking in spiritual darkness, they are the children of disobedience. Romans the 8th chapter, verse number 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Those who are outside of Christ Jesus, because this afternoon, either you're in or you're out. There's no in between. Amen? Amen, amen. We are of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. When you and I gave our lives to Jesus Christ, we declared war on Satan. When you and I gave our lives to Jesus Christ, we declared war on this flesh or our will. And the biggest enemy that you and I face this afternoon is ourselves, not the devil. No devil and demon will keep any of us out of heaven. But you and I, not surrendering our will to Christ, will keep us out of heaven. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The only thing that's stopping you and I from getting closer to God is you and I. No demon, no Satan, nobody's stopping us from getting closer to Christ but us. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God and he'll what? But first you must submit yourselves and resist the devil. Submit yourselves unto God and resist the devil. And he will flee from you just for a little while, because he'll be back. He'll be back. I want to show you this in a flyer today. How many of you got these? We are in the world, but not of the world. Now I want you to look at the joyful tune that's in the flyer. Take a gander at that. Take a look at the joyful tune in the flyer. Which one are you this afternoon? Which one am I this afternoon? Which one are we this afternoon? Are we the one taking a nap, sleeping, not looking, not watching, not being careful? Or are we the one on guard with the shield of faith up and with the word as a spirit, right? Amen?
Amen.
And the scripture says here in 1 Peter 5th chapter, verse number 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. But to those of us who are in Christ, he has to get permission from God if anything happens to us. And whatever happens to you as a child of God that comes your way, listen to me, whatever happens to you and I as a child of God that comes our way to make us stronger, not to overthrow us. If a temptation or a trial or tribulation or something negative comes our way, we have to stop and think, Lord, what are you trying to tell me now? That's the very first thing we should say. Lord, what are you trying to show me now in this? And it's not coming to overthrow us. It's not coming because God's not with us. It's coming to make us grow. Amen. Because we must, as it is in the natural, as that little baby has to grow, so do you and I spiritually have to grow. Amen. It is not intended spiritually for you and I to stay in the same place. Amen. We cannot be afford to be stagnant spiritually. We must grow. Even as the songwriter says, I must go forward onto higher ground. I must go forward. I can't turn around. No, no, I can't stop. I must see my Lord someday. Amen. We are in the world, but not of the world. The thing about salvation is that God does not save us for us to go hide in a cave somewhere. God does not save us for us to go hide up on a mountaintop somewhere. But God saves us so we can be a light in this dark and perverse and ungodly world. We are in this world for a reason. We are in this world to be lights. We are in this world to be witnesses. Didn't Jesus tell the apostles when he chose them and picked them out singly? He said, come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men, fishers of women, fishers of souls. Your sole purpose, my sole purpose, your sole purpose is to be an ambassador for Christ. Now watch this. We are in the world, but not of the world. And the thing about it is, unsaved people, now listen to this, unsaved people try to make us seem like we're the oddballs. The unsaved, those who are walking in darkness, try to make it seem like we're weird and we're strange. But remember who you represent. Remember who you stand for. Remember who's your king. Remember who's your Lord and Savior. Remember where he's brought you from. Remember where you once were. We were once in spiritual darkness, but now we're walking in the light. We are representatives. Now watch this. We are representatives of the kingdom that's coming. Streets. up on Central Avenue. I'm parked outside waiting for her and Jordan to come out of the library. And this is the God's honest truth. I saw this man across the street. He was leaning up against the wall. He had one pair of pants on, and his other, he had another pair of pants on. They were down by his knees. They were down, and he was walking down Central Avenue like that. And I said, help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. We got nuts walking the street. Think about it. You got some sick folks out there. Demon possessed. Everybody nuts ain't in the nut house. You walk out the door, that's the nut house.
Come on now.
Amen. Come on, amen. Outside of Christ, you don't have a chance. We are in the world, but not of the world. Everybody that the Lord Jesus Christ came in contact with, he had an effect on their lives. Amen. You read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Everybody that Jesus came in contact with, he had an effect on their lives. Now listen to me. Everyone that we come in contact with, we are supposed to affect their lives in a positive way. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Either they'll be drawn to the light or they'll be driven away. And when we step on the scene, we are the light because we represent the light. We represent the eternal light. We represent the light of Jesus Christ. We are that lighthouse in a dark and perverse world. You and I, we have the ministry of reconciliation. Do you realize who you represent? Do you realize who you are? We are in the world, but not of the world. We don't let the world dictate to us. We dictate to the world. We don't let the ungodliness get to us. We get to the ungodliness. In every way you look, there's ungodliness everywhere. It's in our government. It's in our public schools. It's on our job. It's in our communities. We can't afford it to be in our house.
Amen.
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 Thank God for the word on fire. We have to live this life behind closed doors. We have to live this life on the job. We have to live this life in the school. We have to live this life in the community. We are in the world, but not of the world. The world doesn't dictate to you and I. We dictate to the world. Stirred up. Listen to me. I remember when I was unsaved. I remember how bold I was for Satan. And like I told you before, when the devil lost me, he lost a good one. What do you mean, Elder Mac, he lost a good one? I was dedicated out there to doing what I was doing. I was wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in sin and ungodliness. I was selling drugs, taking drugs, chasing the women, doing all kind of mess, things in the flesh. But now that my eyes have been opened, now that my soul has been redeemed, and I told you one of the ways God was dealing and drawing with me was because I looked at all the mess that was out there and I was tired of it. I wanted to make a change and I wanted to be a part of something that made a change. And that change didn't come until God got a hold of me.
Hallelujah.
And now I know I'm a part of something huge. I'm a part of something big. Hallelujah. Do you realize who you and I represent? We represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize where our souls are headed? We're headed for eternity. Do you realize our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? There's a crown of glory waiting for us. When he says, well done, thy good and faithful servant, all eternity is awaiting us. This old world is going to pass away. This old world is temporal. It's only for a little while. God only wants you and I to be faithful just for a little while longer. He wants us to hold out just for a little while longer. He wants us to persevere just for a little while longer. Amen? He wants us to endure just for a little while longer. He wants us to resist sin and temptation just a little while longer. Amen? Come on, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
so many scriptures up here, I'm not going to get into them because of time. We are in the world, but not of the world. John says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. With those who are walking in spiritual darkness, they are dictated by three things: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Look at the lives of the movie stars. Look at the lives of your entertainers. Look at the lives of those who are in the sports world, in the entertainment world. Yes, they have a lot of money. They have a lot of influence. They're popular. But look at their personal life. Look at their personal life. Every time you turn around, one of them is in trouble. In trouble with the law for this. Did this, did that. Look at their personal lives. And if you want to know, listen to me, if you want to know where a person stands with God, put God in the conversation. Ooh, yeah. You can work with a person for a long time and rub shoulders with them every day on your job, in the school, in the community, but you put God in the conversation. If you want to know where they stand with God, if you want to know if they have a relationship with God, put him in the conversation. And all of a sudden, you'll see a different person that you didn't see before. The countenance of their face will change. Yeah. Heads will turn and eyes will roll. Because why? Because they don't have a relationship with God. That's the key word. And when the light comes on the scene, the darkness has to flee. Amen? Amen. Look at it in the natural. In the natural, when you walk into a dark room, you can't see nothing, right? But as soon as you hit that light switch, the darkness flees. Now I can see what's in the room. Hallelujah. Even when you have a little night light in the room, that little night light gives off enough illumination so you can see what's going on in the room. So you can see where you're going. The word of God says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This helps us to see where we're going. This helps us to see which direction we're heading in spiritually. We are in the world but not of the world. God wants us to be lights. He wants us to be a testimony. Why do people feel uncomfortable when we come around? Those of us who are really serving God. The reason they feel uncomfortable is because of the spiritual darkness they're walking in. Amen? Amen. I know when I was unsaved and somebody came around me who was saved, Elder Miley, Sister Grimes, I got uncomfortable. The reason I got uncomfortable was because my life wasn't right with God. But when you surrender your life to God, what a burden is taken off your shoulders. When you surrender your life to God, things will be lifted. The heavy weight will be lifted. The heavy weight of sin, the heavy guilt of sin, the condemnation. According to his word, those outside of Christ are condemned. They don't have a chance. But you and I have to be a light to them. You and I have to show them God's way. You and I have to lead and guide them to the Lord. And it's not so much what we say, but it's the life we live. Fifth chapter of St. Matthew, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You and I have to live this life. Hallelujah. We can talk about it till Jesus comes, but we must live it. Somebody's got to see a difference. Because I want you to understand this thing, all of the Bible someone may ever read will be our lives. Ye are our epistles, written in the hearts of all men. That's what Paul says. Ye are our epistles, written in the hearts, known and read of all men. The only Bible some people may ever read is our lives. And if we're not living nothing, we are in the world. And we're acting like the world. But God wants us to stay in this world and not be of the world. Stay in this world and not let the world have an influence on us. Stay in this world and have an influence on the world. And with that in mind, the world will turn its back on you. The world will hate you and I. The world will despise you and I. The world will mock and make fun of you and I. But I want you to know something. It's not about you and I. Amen? Amen. It's all about
Jesus.
That's why they'll make fun of us. Why? Because Jesus is in us, the hope of glory. When you and I make up in our mind we're going to make a stand for Christ, watch out for the opposition. Opposition is going to come because everybody's not going to be saved. Now, Minister Simon's wife was telling me yesterday. She was telling me about Tebow, the quarterback for Denver. Now, I don't know what degree of light spiritually he's walking in, but he claims to be a Christian. She told me yesterday, it was on the news, how he prays before every game. And this witch found out about it. She would light some candles against it. I said, isn't that something? Spiritual darkness against spiritual light. That's what we're dealing with now. And we've been dealing with it for a long time, way before you and I came into this world. But it is a blessing to be a part of the bride of Christ. So you have to realize, you and I, we are the apple of God's eye, the center of his will. We are spiritual royalty in God's eyes. And because we're spiritual royalty in the bride of Christ and have the revelation of who he is, hallelujah, the devil is out to get every last one of us. We are in the world, but not of the world. And as I go to my seat and close, told you I wasn't going to be long. Y'all have time to go eat. We are in the world, but not of the world. In other words, God wants us to be faithful. God wants us to stand up for that which is godly and which is holy and which is right. God wants us to persevere. God wants us to be lights in this dark and perverse world. Things are going to get worse before they get better. But you and I have to have a made up mind that I'm going to stand for Christ even if I have to lay down my very life. Because I want you to understand, it'll be worth it all. When we see Jesus, it'll be worth it all. In the world, but not of the world. Praise the Lord.
Give God a little hand clap for the words this afternoon.